This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to DST. I'm Aileen, your host, and today's episode we are rejoined by Alex Light. Alex is a London-based body confidence, self-acceptance, and lifestyle influencer and author of the new book, You Are Not a Before Picture, and she has her own podcast. It's called Should I Delete That? Welcome back, Alex.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Hi, welcome back. You know, we didn't talk about your podcast in our last episode. That is an amazing title. You're really good at titles. I love your book title and I love Should I Delete That?
Oh, thanks.
Wait, can you tell me about your podcast? I want to hear about it.
Yeah, so it's quite chaotic. It's me and one of my best friends called Em Clarkson, and we just basically talk about things that like previously like women shouldn't have talked about. And It's basically like, should I talk about that? Like, should I delete that? So we talk about loads of stuff like feminism and sex and just loads of stuff that we were taught to like feel shame around, basically, and diet culture and stuff like that. So
Love that. That's a great, I'm going to check it out. Okay. So everybody, If you haven't listened to this Sunday's episode, go listen to it now. Listen to Alex's amazing, insightful, inspiring information that she also just wrote in her book. Go pick it up. You Are Not a Before Picture. And we talk about all of that diet culture and just, you know, life. But okay. Yeah. So what is your DST win this week, Alex?
Okay, so mine.
You've been preparing.
I have. So mine is going to seem trivial to a lot of people. But basically, I learned to drive when I was 17, right? As we do in the UK. So we learn, we get to start driving at 17. I started driving straight away, like passed my test. I was so confident. I was like whizzing around like here, there and everywhere. And then an accident happened to one of my friends and I just stopped driving, completely stopped driving.
Wow.
I was just terrified. Like it shook me to my core and I just had no confidence and I was just terrified. And this was 16 years ago. Yeah, almost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 16 years ago. And I haven't driven at all. And we've moved to an area. I've lived in London that whole time. I've lived in cities, so I can walk no problem. We've moved to an area where I need to start driving again. And I have been terrified. And I did my first solo drive this weekend and it was 5 minutes, but I was so proud of myself. It was like
wow. The
best feeling ever. Like I pulled into the drive and I was like, oh my God, I did it. I actually did it. So that was really cool.
Oh my God, that's not trivial at all. You haven't driven in 16 years. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. That is scary.
It's scary.
I can relate. I have debilitating anxiety. Well, when I first had my kid, I was very, very scared to drive her anywhere. I wouldn't do it. I was just putting it off. And I had to like make an actual plan to go do it. I was like to my husband, I was
really?
Like, you need to come with me. You need to sit in the driver's seat. We're going to go 2 minutes away. And I need you to do that with me. I'm driving though. And you can't do anything. I need to pull that car seat out and then we'll go back home. And so it's a real fear. It is scary on the road. And I can only imagine like being like, because something actually happened that was, I'm really sorry that happened. But that's an amazing win. Great job. Not trivial at all.
It was cool. Oh, okay, thanks. Yeah, because, I mean, driving just is like so easy for so many people. They just whip around, but it can be, yeah, it just can be quite scary. And imagine with a baby. Yeah, you would be like so scared. It would freak me out.
But that's great. My win is also extremely trivial. And I don't think after I share it, you're going to say, wow, that's not trivial. You're going to say, yeah, Aileen, that is trivial. Okay, this is really dumb, but I'm going to share it anyway because we have fun here. Okay, so I always was very much like an anti-smoothie person. I always thought like smoothies were like a diet thing, like people drink or juices or smoothies. You know, you're only drinking it with your like stupid MCT oil or you're only doing it with your protein powder. And I was like anti it for a really long time. Recently, I was like, you know, what if I just buy a magic bullet and see what happens? I do like, like a delicious fruit smooth. Like I love a delicious fruity drink. Why not? And, you know, I drink them on vacation. So I bought a magic bullet and I've had a few smoothies and fully loved them. It was delicious. I put bananas, kale, blueberries. It was a delicious drink.
Oh, so good. But I mean, I'm quite a lazy person. Is that a lot of mess? A lot of mess and like think about.
Okay, so also part of why I used to be an anti-smoothie person because I do not like to clean dishes. I let them soak, and as my parents hate when back when I was younger. Also, my husband too. He's like, you don't need to let them soak; just put them in the dishwasher. But it's so easy because the cup that you drink out of and the magic bullet is the one that you blend. So like you put the thing in, you just flip it. And you just wash it like a cup. So it's
nice.
Easy peasy. So
okay,
that's my win.
Amazing. Okay. Oh my God, maybe I'm going to buy one actually. I'm going to do that too now. Because you can put like peanut butter in them as well, can't you?
Yeah, you can put peanut, you can put literally anything deliciousness.
Yeah.
And it's like you're on vacation. That's how I'm thinking.
You can put alcohol.
You can put alcohol in it. You could put a rum float.
Yeah, strawberry daiquiri. Love that. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Is that considered a smoothie? I guess, yeah.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, let's go with yeah. All right. That's fun.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo boric acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo dual protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, let's read a listener DST win. Okay, hi Aileen and Alex. In high school, during a trip to the outlet mall, I bought a pair of cigarette pants at Kate Spade that were size 0 and was obsessed with them. I felt like an adult. I wore it to a conference in high school and once in college, even though I fluctuated from a size 0 to a size 10 and all things in between. I schlepped those Kate Spade cigarette pants with me to college 1,000 miles from home, back to college, to all 3 New York City apartments, despite only wearing them about 3 times total. They symbolize the perfect business casual hip job career, the ideal body type for me for so long, and I held on hoping they'd be a regular fixture in my wardrobe. Well, last weekend, I went through a bunch of clothes and decided it was time for me to let go of the Kate Spade cigarette pants. Yay! My mom's sister and I literally referred to those pants by their full title for about 11 years. I put them on one last time. They barely buttoned and did not look or feel good, and then tossed them into the donate bag. I'm very proud of how I've adjusted my perspective around food and how I've begun enjoying running, exercising, and just feeling strong on my own terms. Farewell, KSCP, Kate Spade cigarette pants. Thanks for the pod. Truly love it. Look forward to each week's content. Love, normal sized pant batch.
Yay. That's great. That's so good. Oh my God, that's so hard to do, especially when you like love a piece of clothing, but we don't deserve to be uncomfortable, and there are amazing clothes out there. And
it's also funny, like when you go through your stuff and you say love a piece of clothing, you have to like ask yourself why you love that piece of clothing, because sometimes it's not, oh, because I actually like it or it defines my style in the moment. It's because, you know, I thought of myself in a certain way. I thought I was going to be this person. It's the same thing with like we were talking, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to be successful. Like it's the sort of the same idea. Like I'm going to one day wear these pants and everyone's going to think I'm this badass bitch. But really, you don't need the pants for people to think you're a badass bitch. You don't need the pants to think of yourself as a badass bitch.
Totally.
Yeah.
I always think like, why do I love this? And then I'm like, do I love it? Because I used to think it made me look slim. Thinner. Is that why I love it? Uh-huh. Yeah. Is it flattering, which is obviously synonymous with thin? And I was like, and that's been cool as well to explore that and be like, what style do I actually like? Do I like oversized because that's what I like? That's the aesthetic I like? Or is it because I think it makes me look slimmer? So I think that's quite cool as well when you can start exploring that and finding out what you actually like wearing.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do, especially in like, what I found is that it's hard to do when there aren't a lot of like people to follow or like that are your size. I think that's challenging, or clothing, like also changing your mindset about that. Like you can wear the clothes in your current body, not wear those, that style when you've achieved a certain other body. I think that's also really difficult for people. Or me in the past. But do you have any pants like that you threw out in the past, like a Kate Spade cigarette pant?
Loads. And I held on to them for years until I was like, all that's happening is I'm opening my wardrobe. I'm seeing them. They're making me feel bad. Mm-hmm. And that's all that's happening. And I would try and like squeeze myself into them, and I'd wear them all day, and I'd be extremely uncomfortable. Like I felt sick. I gave myself like acid reflux because the jeans were like so tight on my poor stomach. I was like, what kind of message am I sending to my body? Like, you don't deserve to be comfortable. Like, you need to be like stitched into these horrible clothes. Like, no, there are clothes out there that will fit me, you know, so much better.
I agree. It's such like a, it's hard to kind of grapple with the fact also that you're like throwing out something you spent money on. Yeah. That's the hardest part, this like financial investment that you like add in to the mix that you're like, oh, but I throw it out. Maybe one day I'll fit into it. I did spend money on it. But then recently I remember I was like having that dialogue in my head, and I was like, what the hell are you saying? You know how much you spent, like you spend so much money on like dumb shit on Amazon. Like get rid of these pants, buy yourself a moderately priced, it doesn't have to be expensive pants, a moderately priced pants that fit you in this moment. You need clothes to wear outside the same way you need food to eat. Like this is a necessity. Like you don't need to wait until you fit into anything or torture yourself. And that was like a big moment for me personally.
Yeah, well done. Such a cool moment.
Because I felt bad about throwing shit out, and because I spent money on them. But like the stuff I was going through was like from 2011.
I know, and that's when they still have the tags on. You're like,
that's the hardest.
Options, you know, you can sell it, and you can do clothes swaps as well. Like I personally haven't done one, but apparently they're really cool.
There's so many different programs and donations and whatever, and it's such a funny how much of like a mind.
I know,
mind fuck it is.
It's such a mind fuck. Yeah,
it's such a mind fuck.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's do our Dear DST. Yes. Okay, this is where we're giving advice. Dear Aileen and Alex, I have stopped weighing myself regularly, and most days I feel great looking in the mirror. However, I start to feel really bummed out when I see pictures of videos or videos of myself, even if it's a mirror pic. Why do I feel happy looking at my body through my own eyes, but dismayed when I'm looking at it through the lens of a camera? Is this a body image issue I just need to do more work on, or am I doomed to forever try to master flattering camera angles no matter what I weigh? Also, are the photos how others see me, or do others see me the way I see me? Not that I should care what people think. We'll get there eventually. Yours truly, fuck photos, bitch.
Love it. That's a good point. It's like, we will get there eventually, but at the moment, like, we do care what people think about us, and that's like true for all of us. So we have to somehow navigate that, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think if you look at like, a friend will say, oh my God, I hate that photo of myself, right? Remember those times, because you'll probably have looked at that photo and thought, oh, it's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. Or, right. You know, what I used to do actually is say to my sister, like, show her the photo and say, is that how I look? Do you think that's how I look? And she'd say, no, that's a bad angle. Or no, they've just caught you, you know, caught you at a weird angle or whatever. It's really difficult. It is really hard because a lot of this is like, obviously, like leaning into like body dysmorphic stuff.
Yeah.
Which is really, really difficult. And it's so hard to like reconcile what you see in the mirror compared to what you see in a photo. It's really hard to like marry those two. But I think if you can rely on people around you to give you more of a perspective, I think that might be a good place to start.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think one thing, just to add, one thing that I got from your Instagram, actually, I think you posted, maybe a photographer said this, but like, no, that is how you look like. And I was like, wait, like, okay, it's just, this is how the camera sees you. And this is how you see yourself in the mirror. And that's just like a snapshot. Like, that is how you look. And it's sort of just like, oh, okay. Like, why do I have to keep denying this is how I look like? Whatever. It's a bad angle. It's a good angle. It doesn't matter. It just is. It just is.
Yeah.
Can I find myself liking that? And also, it's just a snapshot in time. You've posted yourself with 5 different cameras. It's just how those each cameras, they see you differently and they show you differently. Yeah. And when you take a picture in the mirror with your camera, that's how like 2 different lenses see you. That's a very warped version. But I liked that advice because it's like, yes. And also, yes, it's true of all of these things. And it's just you are 3D. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's so true. Because like, and a lot of people wrote under that picture of me that I put up. It was like from the same holiday, I did a mirror picture and then another one was a professional photo because we're doing a shoot out there. And my body looked really different in both. And people saying underneath, but which one's really you? And I was like, well, both of them, they're both me. But like, yeah, like you said, like I'm a living, breathing, like moving 3D person. And both are just snapshots in time. And like, that's okay. And I can also like both photos, but even if I don't, like if I only like the mirror one, say if I did only like the mirror one where I looked slimmer, well, that's okay. It doesn't mean that just because the other one exists that the mirror one isn't real. Like that's still me and I still like it, you know, and I'm allowed to like it. That's cool. Like I can like both. I can like either. I can just like one, but like just take them all with a pinch of salt, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because there are just so many factors at play and you just can't rely on something and let something like give it the power to upset you or to like lose faith in your body and yourself and to disrupt that relationship with yourself because it's just not fair.
Yeah, it's really not fair. And like it doesn't help you in any way. It doesn't help any type of positive like mindset that you're trying to set for yourself. Like I was at a wedding a couple weekends ago and I like was looking in the mirror. I was like, oh, I love my dress. I'm really feeling myself. This is great. We take pictures with my friends and I'm looking at the pictures and I'm just like, this is like a completely different person. I do not understand what's happening. And I was just like, okay, I'm gonna go get a martini now, bye. Like it was just like, this is just the way the camera and the lighting. And if you notice also, if you go and take pictures before the sunset or after, it's just completely changes.
So how different.
Your 3D body looks in 2D.
Yeah, and even things like, and I wish I had more knowledge of this, like photographic knowledge of this, because if you're on the ends of the photo, so if you're standing in a group and you're on the end, something about the end of the, I don't know what it is, annoyingly, but it distorts you. It distorts you. Wider, so you just, you look completely different.
Also, why do we think like cameras are these perfect depictions of reality? Like why are we just under that impression? Like what? Take that notion away. It's just the way the camera sees you. It's not necessarily how everybody sees you. And how everything sees you is still you. You're still moving.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just different depictions of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her question about, is this a body image issue I need to do more work on? Or am I doomed forever trying to master flattering camera angles no matter what I weigh? That one's funny. I remember like just contorting, or I still will do that, but then I'll be so stressed out to see what that photo looked like. you know, like,
yeah,
rushing, you know, that feeling of rushing to your friend's photo and being like, yeah, no, I gotta see it first.
And oh my God. And also, like, posing in a flattering way is so ingrained in us. Like, I get shit all the time for in my shoots for posing to make me look thinner. And I don't even know that I'm doing it. It's just, and actually, the only poses we know are poses that make you look thinner, right? Because no one poses in our history, no one has posed to look bigger. So it's like, well, I don't understand how else I'm supposed to stand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like everything else feels weird and unnatural because that's all we know. But like going back to that, what that girl said, I think it is definitely like part of body image issues because and stuff that you can work on for sure. Because like, and I hate saying this stuff because it's like in an ideal world, but we can't just click our fingers and like transport us to an ideal world. But in an ideal world, it wouldn't matter. Like we would be looking at a picture and not thinking about what we looked like at all. You know, it just wouldn't matter. It would just be like, oh, cool, that's a picture of me. Like that was that memory and that was from that time. And in an ideal world, like that's how it should be. And that place of like body neutrality, which would be amazing. So I think you can get yourself further to that, like closer and closer to that place. I'm not saying you're going to reach it completely, but definitely if you do more work on your body being like, and how you look being the least interesting thing about you and placing your value in other areas of you, I think you can get yourself closer to not caring as much about different photos of you, I think.
It's truly freeing when you no longer have to feel this like urge to run to the person taking the photo to see what it looked like of you. Just to say, oh, I'm so glad I can capture this moment of like me and my friends or me and my family together.
Totally.
Like that. And just like, if I look whatever, this is just what I look like. This is, you know, not necessarily relevant. It's like whether the camera captured me in the way that I like or it didn't. And that's the end. We move on with our lives. We go get a martini.
Exactly.
It just goes.
But strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, just a smoothie. But I think that's great advice. And, you know, I'm sure fuck photos, bitch. You don't have to fuck the photos. You'll like them eventually, we promise. Well, thank you so much, Alex. This has been awesome. It was great to meet you virtually and talk with you and can't wait to read your book. Can you remind everyone what your book's name is, where they can buy it and where they can follow you on social?
Yes. So it's called You Are Not a Before Picture on Amazon. And you can find me on Instagram at alexlight_LDN. And thank you so much for having me. I've absolutely loved chatting to you and I love what you do. And yeah, I'm really honored that you had me on. So thank you so much.
Oh, same. I loved our conversation too. You're great. And I'm really excited to read your book. So everyone go do the same, pick it up. And that is it for today's DST Thursday. If you guys want to submit your Dear DSTs, if you want to submit your DST wins, email us at guess where? DST@betches.com to get them answered. Or you can call and leave a message and we can play it on the show. 212-287-5650. Follow me at Aileen. Follow Alex at AlexLight_LDN. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.